Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom! Test, test, test.
Test, test, test.
Rappaport's reality.
Here we are.
Reality of Rappaport's. The Rappaport's reality. My name is Michael Rappaport.
My name is Kibi Rappaport.
And this is the Rappaport's reality podcast live from West Hollywood, California. Steps, mere steps away from both Pump and Tom Tom.
Yep.
And I walked by them both yesterday.
You did? I didn't know that.
Yes, on my walk. But before we get into Pump, before we get into Schwartz and Sandys, before we get into Something About Her, this is yet another fantastic episode of
Rappaport's Reality.
And we are in California.
Beautiful California.
Weather's nice.
It is nice, I gotta say.
The weather is very nice. Mm. We're having a great trip here. A lot of things to discuss on today's podcast. I mean,
I gotta say, for those that are tuning in for the first time, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Welcome.
I don't know what episode this is at this point. We said we were going to stop counting.
We're going to stop counting.
Because now we're part of the reality.
Landscape.
Pop culture zeitgeist.
Yes, that's right. Zeitgeist. Ooh, nice word, babe. Yes, we're here to talk a little bit about ourselves, a little reality about us as a power couple, as People Magazine named us.
Power couple said we're like the low-key power couple since 1993.
Hilarious.
They were trying to track it. But yeah, by the way, we didn't ask for the promotion. We didn't ask for the press. The press just came to us. There is a fantastic article, just, profile, probing, trying to get to the bottom of
probing
where our relationship started, how it started, and where it's going. And of course, they mentioned this podcast. Again, no publicist.
We have no... Wait, this made me wear my my sunglasses indoors. I feel a little exposed, babe. But how I knew about it is
we were in Neiman Marcus yesterday.
Yes, and Yvette Nicole Brown. Shout out to Yvette. Name dropping.
Let's start name dropping.
Yeah, let's just name drop all the famous people I know.
We know a lot of famous people.
She must have a Google alert for herself because her name was in the article. So she sent it to me and she goes, ooh, look at this. I love this. And I got to be honest, it scared the shit out of me.
Why?
Because first of all, that picture's terrible. And I pride myself on, for those of you that don't know, I was a commercial actress. So I was good.
For those of you who don't know, like that's everybody listening. For those of you who don't know,
for everybody.
Anybody listening.
And I pride myself.
It's not like it's like, oh yeah, the legacy of Kibi's commercial acting.
Exactly.
Of course everybody's familiar with that.
I pride myself on being behind the scenes, absolutely nobody but somebody behind the man. And honestly, I don't want anybody to know who I am, truthfully. Like, and so to see my picture and said, who is Michael Rappaport's wife? And this horrendous picture of myself.
Which one was your, was the picture from now? Oh yeah, I didn't like that picture.
That picture, you said I look crazy eyes. Yeah. I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Yeah, you have crazy eyes in that picture. I think the flash and
all the pictures in there are crazy. And then there's pictures of us from the 90, one of which I've never seen before, by the way.
That was the highlight of the article, those old school pictures that you didn't know were being taken, that you didn't know existed. And just to break down some of the other highlights, again, you could read this in People Magazine, Who is Michael Rappaport's Wife? Oh, it's flying off the shelves, People Magazine, but you could also just Google it, Who is Michael Rappaport's Wife? There's pictures of us in the 90s at the premiere for Amongst Friends. There's picture of us at the 90s at another premiere.
True Romance, maybe.
No, it wasn't True Romance. And then there's...
It's when baby doll dresses were in. I had a horrible baby doll.
But you look exactly the same.
No.
Yeah. And my friend was like, Kibi looks exactly the same. And I was waiting for him to go, and so do you. But I didn't get that. They just kept going, Kibi
there's
looks...
There's no such thing as a crack or don't crack.
But it was cool to see that. And again, if you want to read up on some of the mystery, and like I said, I don't know if they actually say the word power couple.
I know you read
but
it.
But they, insinuated it.
I think we added that.
But they insinuated power couple.
Right.
It was like, this couple is so powerful that we don't even need to title them power couple. You should definitely read about that.
It gave me anxiety, guys. It really did.
It gave you anxiety. It gave one picture of me. There was a period in my life where I had an infection on my face.
Oh, my gosh.
That's been called all sorts of things. But I had basically, my body was rejecting every single thing. I have an autoimmune disease called ulcerative colitis. Blah, 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 blah.
The medicine that you were taking gave your immune system a run for its money, so you couldn't heal.
An ingrown hair.
You shaved, and then you picked at it, and it didn't...
And for some reason, the pictures online of me, they chose one of the... In this portfolio of photos, in this, map of time between this understated, underrated power couple, they chose that picture. I was like... Why?
You know, it's what I loved about you, because at that time we were so busy and you were doing so much stuff and so much
press. Wouldn't go away.
I know, but you gave zero.
But who thought that the photos, like, I'm thinking.
But you've been famous for 30 years. Like, you know how this works. And I would be like, do you care?
Now I've learned my lesson. Well, obviously, if you look at the pictures of us in the 90s, the fact that I was going to premieres, like,
that was our thing, though. That was our literal thing. We did not care. We actually were rebellious against dressing up. We would talk about it. I think I said this before.
Hoodie shouldn't be something you wear to a big night out.
No, I know.
And in all those photos of me in the 90s, it's like, it's a brand new Nike hoodie.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, this is fresh. A blue Nike hoodie.
Yeah, I'm fly. Yeah.
Or a green Nike hoodie. No worry or concern about matching. Everybody else you see in the background, everyone else you see from the same nights, they're in at least a blazer or a sweater. I'm in a fucking Nike hoodie.
I know, but you're a guy of comfort. You know, like, you know, you always were worried about being comfortable even back then.
Nonetheless, it's been a great week. We're staying at a hotel in West Hollywood, which shall remain nameless, because, of course, when you're a power couple, you can't tell where you are. But... this hotel, I will say, and we're just jumping around here because I was excited about it this morning when I realized we saw Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
I saw him, but I didn't know who it was. I just thought it was some old guy with the younger people that was kind of creepy. But yeah.
Yo, listen, the Rolling Stones, as far as rock and roll bands, they're my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin. And everybody
Black
else.
Keys. You like the Black Keys.
But I'm talking about from that classic rock. Like,
right.
It's the Rolling Stones. And to see Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones in person, like, I was like, oh, shit. Like, and we see everybody.
Yeah.
Like, we saw Sheryl Crow at the same hotel last week. We saw...
Nile Rodgers. Wait, I feel like we're giving people's thing away. I think it's pretty obvious. When you say a hotel in West Hollywood, you can kind of narrow it down.
Well, if people want to narrow it down and try to find us, catch me
crazy.
If you can, bitch.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but seeing Ronnie Wood, like, you know, and it was like 10 o'clock when we were sitting outside the bar. I was like, That's and then this morning I asked the guy, I was like, yo, I know you can't tell me, but I saw Ron Wood last night. He was like, yeah, he's staying. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. He goes, yeah, I was tripping off
cool.
him too.
Because
it's
pretty
like
cool.
rock and roll royalty.
Yeah, a legend.
Anyway, it's been a great trip here. And let's just jump into this. Okay, because, you know, we're going to start letting our hands go. In boxing, there's a term, let your hands go. Like, don't hold your punches. Throw your punches, let your hands go. If you're listening to, you know, boxing in between the corner, when the trainers are talking to the fighters, or UFC, MMA, they'll say, let your hands go. So we're going to start letting our hands go on this podcast.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to start letting them go.
You don't want me to, no. God, that's,
let them go?
I know, I gotta be careful. I have a mouth.
You have a mouth.
I do. I'm really inappropriate.
You are inappropriate. Are you? I think in public, my social media persona is that I'm inappropriate, but in real day-to-day, moment-to-moment life, babe.
Oh, yeah.
You're more inappropriate than me because
oh, yeah.
letting your hands go, you don't even think about keeping them in your pocket.
Yeah, I
you
know.
Just, you this... talk and think 3 hours later.
I know.
Sometimes.
Well, I don't even think 3 hours later. I'm an unapologetic bitch. I really am. I mean, you know, when you're 54 years old and...
No, apparently this has been you.
I know. I'm just trying. I have to add
don't
some
blame
kind
it
of
on
caveat.
54.
But no, I am. My opinions are so strong, and not to get all you know foo foo, but I am a Scorpio, so I call it.
What does
like,
that mean?
I don't know. It's intense. It means that when you tell somebody you're a Scorpio, they go ooh.
Yeah, but Ken, if you go, oh, I'm a Pisces, don't they go ooh?
And they go yeah. They go ooh.
Or if you go,
killer.
I'm an Aquarius, they go ooh. Like yeah. it's like they do that about every sign.
I know, but because every sign has a specific thing. Because
I think all the signs, and I think all of astrology, and all the sort of trademark things about each and every astrology sign. If you mix and match and move it around in the description, they're all, ooh, I think it's all bullshit.
No, no, you think everything's bullshit,
no,
though. You
don't
even believe in UFOs and all kinds of stuff. And
I don't believe in UFOs.
Okay, let's not talk about it. But anyway.
You're a Scorpio, ooh.
I'm a Scorpio and you're a Pisces, ooh, okay? And there is oohs about Pisces. Did you know that most serial killers are Pisces or Cancers?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, psychopath.
But as far as letting our hands go, let's just jump into this.
Okay.
I was invited yet again, and I've already made the executive decision
Do
it. I've already made the executive decision, and it was impromptu, and we're moving around, and Kibi has things to do. I have things to do. We come together like a Batman and Robin, Batman and Wonder Woman, or a Batman and the Black Pantheress. Like, who's the Black...
Catwoman.
Catwoman, Batwoman,
yeah.
whoever, to do the podcast. But before we picked up the mics to record this podcast, and by the way, you're purple. Is it purple? You're purple.
This is like a fuchsia, but I don't have the wrap on it. And by the way, I still don't have a stand for this microphone, and holding this seems really sophomoric and immature. I see people with the stand in a proper setting with the headphones, and this just feels really lame to
see,
me. So
this shit.
This is because I'm in People Magazine
that's
now.
That's what I was just about
I'm
to
like
say.
A diva.
None of this was happening before the People
like 4 days
Magazine
ago.
Cover
I know,
story.
I know, but I'm feeling myself now.
Now you're like
and this
stands
is shit.
And mics.
I'm holding
and...
it. My hand's already tired.
Dude, how
heavy.
Many do you need to hire an assistant?
I don't know. Can I get some water, someone? No.
There's no one here.
I know.
there's nobody here to get you.
Babe, wait. Let's get, really? You made an executive
decision? I have to lay it out
this.
To the people because
okay,
they don't know
go
what
ahead.
It is. So literally right before we recorded this podcast on the day after of yet another Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval and his team Jason, who's on the podcast with him, he's on the show with him.
We've met.
They reached out and they said, yo, Rap, do you want to come to the house or would you? No, I think he said, do you want to? And I'm like, it's not do you. This is so Sandoval.
It's so Sandoval.
But it wasn't him. It's like, do you want to? Instead of saying, would you? Like, they like this. Like
it's his culture. That's
like,
the culture.
Do
of
you
want to,
like,
culture.
Oh, yeah, I'm dying
like, you're
too.
Lucky to be invited.
Yeah, do you want to come to the house? Like, do you want to send me an Uber?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to say, like, it's
like. You live in the Valley, Duke.
You live in the Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, you live in the Valley. And he said, do you want to come on the podcast to talk about this season of the show? And I was like, hold on, because I was literally walking into this hotel, which shall remain nameless, but I did see Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones here, and I can't confirm if he's staying here, but I did see him. So I said, let me call you back. But I did say to Jason, I said, yo, I did his podcast once. I thought you told me he was going to do my podcast. And he was like, you know, oh, well, he'll do it. And I was like, yeah, because, you know, I said, you know, let's do my podcast. That being said, I didn't ask him to do my podcast.
Yeah.
And when I say my podcast, I mean Rappaport's Reality Now.
But in all fairness to them, or I guess it doesn't matter, but when you did his podcast, it was at BravoCon. It was very impromptu last minute, and we did not yet have Rappaport's Reality.
And we were thinking.
We were thinking about it.
The discussion was on the table, and we did say to ourselves, let's hold reality stuff for Rappaport's Reality, not I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
Yeah, you've been really busy also, too, and you haven't had time.
Traveling, Israel,
all over the place. You haven't had time to ask. But my question
my
to you is
my executive decision, though, is I made the executive decision, and I didn't tell you. I'm telling you right now.
That's great.
In real time.
Okay.
Is that I have decided
you're giving out freebies. You're going to go over there and do his podcast again?
But I said, where is it? And he said, the house. And I said, Tom's house? And he said, yes. And I said, so you mean the house?
The house, where Ariana just moved out of.
Where Ariana just moved out of, so many iconic moments have taken place.
You want to go see where he fucked Bambi Eye Bitch in that jacuzzi.
Babe, what did you say to me?
Can I go?
Boom.
And I was like, me and Sammy are coming with you.
What did you say?
I'm coming.
Right.
Right. No, I don't want to go. Listen, you could do whatever you want. But I'm like, you know what? Stop. Like, you listen, this is how I really, really feel.
Yes.
Like, and this is a little behind the curtain to the Rappaport. I'm going to tell the people something.
Don't go crazy, babe.
I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm just saying, like.
Don't go like, Scorpio. Don't go all Scorpio on the podcast.
All right. I just think you already did it.
Yes.
Sometimes you over put yourself out there.
Yes.
And, like, as your wife, you're worth a lot.
Yes.
Your voice is a lot. Like,
I add a lot.
You add a lot to everything you do. Like, keep it for yourself. You already did it.
We said.
Also, you're tired. Also, you have a show tonight.
Yes.
Like, going to the Valley and back. Like, I just was like, hold on a second. Don't be so quick to say yes to everything. You've already done it. And he hasn't done yours. And you haven't asked.
We didn't ask.
I know, but you're
in Tom's defense, and I don't like defending Tom Sandoval at all.
I know, I don't either.
He doesn't defend himself well. He doesn't need me.
I don't know. I feel like we've been a little too pro Tom, and you know,
we bang him every single week. We question the validity of every single thing he's done this season. Is he crying? Is he not crying? Does he know if he's crying or not crying?
Listen, I don't want to be a true hater on anybody, but I say fuck that. I'm like, why are you going to do that? It's cool to go see the house because we're super fan weirdos, but like, no, like also we are super fan weirdos.
First thing I said to you
facts.
Is when I told you I was thinking about going, you're like, I gotta go. And you want to bring your friend.
Yeah.
So who's the super fan weirdo?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Okay.
And then like if we go together, it's one thing. And then when you're bringing your friend, then we look crazy.
We look crazy. Tammy wouldn't want to go anyway.
Yeah,
anyway,
she fucking would want to go.
No, she wouldn't want to go. She would be like, fuck that guy, Team Ariana.
You are listening to Rappaport's Reality. We will be right back. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to go do that. So I'm letting you know. I made that executive decision.
Okay, great.
And if you didn't have plans, I would say me and my wife need to go on the show.
Yeah,
but
no.
We're save it for... But my question for you is, we know that Sandoval's going to come on our podcast.
Yeah.
What do you... What would you... Because I'm used to interviewing people. What are you going to ask Sandoval? Like, what would be the sort of way... that you would approach our interview for Sandoval?
How would I approach it? Well, this is...
You got to bust his fucking balls,
I would, because Mr. I would
Scorpio.
Say, like,
I mean, Miss Scorpio.
You know, the truth is you fucked your way out of a relationship. That's what you did. And to pretend that you actually love that girl is insane. And if you want to free yourself from all the pain and suffering, you should have just said that. That was it. So the interview wouldn't be great for me. I'd have to let you lead that one because I don't have very many questions because it's clear. The guy fucked his way out of a relationship.
Babe.
A lot of cowards do that.
Whoa, babe. If he...
You just said that we're going to unfree our hands. What do you want from me?
You mean let your hands go.
Yeah.
Let your punches go.
Whatever the boxing reference is. I'm just saying, I don't have much to say. I don't have that many questions. Like, oh, did you start off as an actor? Tell me about that. What was your motivation for joining a reality show? I don't have that. I would get straight to the point.
Let's get straight to it.
To the point. You fucked your way out of a relationship that you were
but
ready to be out of.
But that's not a question you're telling him.
The question is, why didn't you just say that?
Why didn't
you admit that?
Okay.
You didn't want to be with the Ariana anymore, you coward, you. And you just fucked your way out. In your own house. How dare you?
And like, what if he says, Kibi, you don't know the whole story. Kibi, there's a lot of things that haven't been revealed. And then we'd go, well, what are they? Then
we
get into Pandora's door. But I feel like, because you're so good at talking to people and talking to people about relationships, I'm going to suggest for the sake of our podcast and for the story of the interview, you... Be more
down.
Of yourself, because I think if you're more of your sweet self and we don't judge him as a reality show TV person off the top,
yeah,
we're going to get a better interview.
I agree.
So we have to prepare for that.
I'm ready to do that. Don't worry. I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right. Cool. Pivoting to, this was, again, right before we started podcasting.
What?
Robin Dixon.
Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck's going on in Potomac?
I don't know. That Candace, now we lost Robin. You know what? But I was listening.
What are we doing here?
To a clip from Andy's show, and Andy was so cool because he goes, "I love you know," because he said something interesting. He said, "When everybody departs, they can say whatever they want. You know, when they leave a show, they can say I left, I decided to go, I got fired." She's kept it real. She's like, "I got fired," and he thought that was really cool of her to just keep it real, meaning that she wasn't asked back and she didn't sugarcoat it, saying she was basically like, "Let's keep it real. I got fired." But the interesting thing is that I feel bad because, well, maybe she's okay with it. As she said, all things come to an end, which is true. It's a very healthy way of looking at it. But it's a bummer because she's there from the very beginning. Robin was there from Jump Street.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the show. I don't know what's going to happen. It scares me a little bit.
And this is one of the things about being a reality TV show fan the way we are. Listen, change is good. All the shows have always persevered. Some seasons are better than other seasons. There's always the next season. Seasons end, seasons change. Flowers grow, flowers die.
They wilt. Sometimes they
trees
just wilt.
Bloom, right? Yeah. Or is it trees bloom or the flowers,
flowers bloom?
Flowers and all that stuff. But when you're talking about two.
Yeah.
Listen, we talked about Candace Dillard. Lover or hater?
Yeah. She's a great housewife. Boy, does she come with zingers. She's fun to look at. She comes with the fashion. She's the all-around housewife.
And Robin Dixon, you could say she's boring. You could say Juan's this. She's a doormat. All the things that the internet says, I don't judge her like that.
No.
I don't judge her like that. But people, you know, have feelings about her. She's trifling. And the other green-eyed bandit.
No, you got to give her respect, man. She got to give her respect. She's been there since the beginning. She has shared her life of what she's capable of sharing.
And I don't feel like, why is she leaving? Like, who are we, like...
They didn't ask her back.
Okay, so what now what?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Maybe they're going to keep the girl Kay.
Let's just call her Kay.
Because I don't know how. Kiarna?
Let's just call her Kay.
I call her Kay. Maybe they'll keep her because she showed up good on the reunion couch. She was great. She was in there. Not too much. She was a very real, expressive person with everybody and everything that happened with the fight
everybody
with
seems to like
Sesame
her.
Street. She knows she really...
Cookie Monster?
I call her Sesame Street because I can't figure out which one she actually looks like. Because she just looks like a potpourri of
Muppet characters.
Yeah. She's great. So maybe they'll have her back. But I don't know what Giselle's going to do without Robin. That's her liaison.
I don't know either. Like,
I mean, it got a little iffy with them in the end. It didn't seem like they were sticking like glue.
No, but they still have their podcast.
Yeah.
Reasonably Shady.
Yeah. Did they get sued for the name?
Oh, I don't know.
Did they keep the name? Did he win?
Reasonably well, you don't want to fuck with Eminem.
Yeah.
If you're,
yeah.
You change the podcast name.
I
if
would
you get Eminem
it.
Coming at you,
yeah, I would change.
You're going to lose that
just
case.
To be safe for sure
because you don't have the pockets.
Yeah.
And even though Reasonably Shady, and I don't know what the thing was, but leave that alone.
Yeah,
the loss of Candace Dillard and then Robin Dixon. Who knows? And then we have to finally talk about the big reveal with G Money.
Oh my.
No, I didn't see that on the bingo card.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't see that on
the
Potomac.
I thought it was going to be something about Mia.
I thought it was going to be something about another kid. I thought it was going to be something about cheating, maybe something to do with one of his organs isn't working. And G Money revealed that he's...
bipolar.
And he's been dealing with it for years.
Yes.
And when he said it, I felt like Andy wanted to spit take. Like, because I felt like Andy didn't know where.
I feel like everybody on the couch looked down in their laps. Not because they felt bad.
For G Money?
Yeah, because it was like, oh, wow. Okay.
This is it.
Let me just say this. Mental health is real. Yada, yada, yada. I get it, right? But it's almost like the girl who, when you leave them, they say, I'm going to kill myself.
Yes.
It kind of was giving that energy on the show. Not saying that he doesn't have it, but the fact that he pulled it out with the big announcement at the last, like a Hail Mary. I mean, and I don't know why. Like, he could have wrote it on an Instagram post, or he could have, like, it just seemed like on the show, everybody sort of looked down on their lap like, really, right now? Like, you've already lost her. She's gone. And I don't know if it was to make, because what it did, it made her just look better. Like, she cheated. She's got, you know, ink on the side and has had him for 10 years. So it really just made Mia just look like angelic, like this wonderful woman. And it just made him look really sad and pathetic. Like, I've had this thing. And he said, I could have bipolar 1, 2, 3, 4, what? It just didn't seem Wow. I'm never going to deny anybody about their mental health, but everybody kind of looked...
God forbid you do. You'll get canceled.
I know. Again, here, Bob, tie my hands behind my back. I'm just saying that's what it came across on TV. And that's why I think everybody was like, you had that like pregnant pause. Everybody was like, oh gosh. And then, yes, okay. Yes, G, thank you for sharing. You know, it just didn't have the landing. It landed more on her, what a good person she is for sticking by him, as opposed to like, wow, how are you dealing with this? Anyway, but it explains like the stripper meeting her in the strip club and all the extreme
spending.
How does
that extreme
explain? Well, because he's bipolar, so he met the stripper.
Strip club?
He spent all his money, then he wasted all the money.
Sorry, I got to stop you on that.
Okay. Well, I don't
know. Bipolar ain't got nothing to do with spending
your
money on a
strip. Meaning their relationship. You know how he got the business and he wasted the money and the ups and the downs.
That might have something to do with the money, but meeting a stripper at the strip club... It's an age-old story, and it ain't got nothing to do with mental illness. Let's be clear on that.
Okay, I'm not saying that has anything to do with mental illness. What I'm saying is that they're extremes in their relationship.
Yes.
And how it played out.
G-Money's an older man now. Like, in the beginning, he was like an older man who had a little
pep. But he said he's had it for a long time, since his 20s. What I'm saying to you is that guy, Big Willie, in the strip club throwing
G-Money.
G-Money, Big Willie, G-Money.
Same thing.
You know, his extremes in the relationship may not be truly all of him. A lot of it could be a result of having this bipolar. Anyway, I just didn't, you know... You and I were watching the TV, and usually when something emotional comes like that and somebody says something, usually like we get emotional. We're like,
no,
oh,
I wanted
shit.
To spit take also.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, nah.
It's terrible because he's probably suffering, but I was like, okay, moving on. It was terrible.
Especially from where he came from, what we know of
he
him
was
on
like,
the show.
Hey, yeah,
bang, bang, bang. He was like John Witherspoon in totally. Fucking Next Friday, like bang, 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 bang.
But it's okay. I'm glad they're together. I'm glad that they're doing okay and their relationship is
thriving.
They're consciously uncoupling. Yeah.
I will say this. I want to go back to something because I mentioned that I walked past Tom and I walked past Pump. Yesterday when I was on my morning walk through West Hollywood, and while I'm walking through Hollywood, I mean, we walked past the bar Belmont.
Yeah.
And we've walked past, drove past the Belmont a gazillion times on La Cienega.
But it has a new meaning now.
Especially when you're walking past, oh shit.
Yeah, because we were walking, and now we're in LA without a car, and we're not used to just be walking everywhere. That was wild.
And you take it in a little bit differently. For those of you who don't know exactly what I'm talking about, what we're talking about, the Belmont is the stomping grounds for years and years and years of the Vanderpump Rules cast. And the Belmont is not just for Vanderpump Rules. It is open all the time. Which brings me to when I was walking past Tom the other morning, and we had this conversation the other day. Which one of these joints is actually open?
Yeah.
And full disclosure, letting my hands go. Kibi and I did a viral video, went viral.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What constitutes viral?
It went viral,
okay.
Babe.
All right.
And we were asking, which place is open? Like, we want to go to Tom and have a drink or an appetizer.
I want a sandwich so bad.
And then we said something about her sandwiches.
Yeah.
And tagged Katie, tagged Ariana, and Katie said the sandwich place is not open yet.
Not yet, huh?
It's coming soon.
Okay.
But she said, I am pretty sure Tom, Schwartz, and Sandy's are open. I don't know their hours yet.
And they tagged us, they DM'd us and said, we are open, we have real hours. Come see us because we have a Vanderpump viewing thing on Tuesday nights.
Again, it's like, no, guys, like me coming to the Vanderpump viewing thing on Tuesday nights, it's beneficial for you guys. Like, this is very much like their personalities on shows. Like, be givers. Like, not like, oh, we have some Tom merch for you, because they have dope merch.
They do. Every time they're wearing like a t-shirt or a hat, they're so cool. Like,
What I'm going to get from Sandoval's house. I'm walking out of there with some fucking merch.
Some shit from
him. I need the whole package.
Like, I feel like he never has the cool stuff on. It's always Schwartz. Always has like a cool t-shirt.
The hats.
Yeah, I love their merch. I wonder who does their merch.
I don't know, but their merch is banging. So that is one thing that I will definitely walk out of there with. And I'm going to take like a dish or something. I feel like it's like some kind of reality show. Like, that's like a fucking museum in there.
I mean, you're really going to the hot spot. You really are. But Ariana's gone now, so I wonder how empty it's going to be. This is interesting.
This is going
to
be
I don't know if we'll be able to tell people. I think it's kind of private.
No.
You think I'll have to sign an NDA?
are you crazy, babe? You asked me to do your podcast at the House of Horrors.
The horror.
And there's no NDA. You just, what you should do is frisk me before I leave because I'm taking something
Try to get that dick flute, babe. If you get that dick flute, I will do things to you that I've never done with the dick flute.
But the reality of it is something about her is still not open.
I wonder why. Because the last time we saw it on television, it looked really good. It looked like it was ready to go.
It's a sandwich shop. We're not talking about a mall.
I know.
We're not talking about a Costco. We're talking about...
Listen, they're going to get it together.
And there's so much real estate. By the way, in LA, walking around, it is sad.
It's devastating. Well, New York's the same way. Let's keep it real. There's so many buildings, lease buildings, commercial buildings open.
Saks Fifth Avenue, after this shop, that shop.
I know. Although, by the way, the new Saks is in the Barney's building, Deb Weisberg told me.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that. We walked by. I didn't realize.
But it's crazy how many places are for rent. And I don't think, what are they going to rent them out for? Online shopping and real estate in Beverly Hills.
It's probably so expensive.
And what are you going to put, like a sneaker shop in there? A jewelry store in there?
I don't know.
We have 14 carats. Like, there's not a smoothie shop.
Oh, you want to take me there before we leave?
Where?
14 carats.
I think we're good on jewelry.
I don't know.
Are we good on?
Take a visit, Karen.
Wait, but like what kind of jewelry?
I don't know.
But you do know.
Little huggies, you know, I'm not wearing like any earrings on my little holes here. And I feel like I'm bored with all my little earrings.
What are huggies?
You know, like little earrings for these little holes here.
Okay.
Anyway, you can take me there.
All right. Stay tuned. Rappaport's Reality. We'll be right back. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you feeling about being back in LA? I always ask you this when you come. Every time we come, do you miss it?
No.
Not at all. Yeah.
I don't miss it. Okay. I feel like when I'm here, it's a very familiar place. I feel very comfortable here.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't miss it. The weather's great. You know, I know people. People know me. I know my way around. I know shortcuts. But in general, I don't feel...
longing.
No.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel similar, although, you know, there's obviously we have our close friends here, but I feel the same. I mean, if I could transport them and bring them where we live, that'd be better. I don't feel it. I feel exactly the same. I know people. I know what they live. I know me. They know me. No, I'm just kidding. I feel the same, babe. I feel the same. We made a good decision, I think. I just always... because I forced it. I was the one that ushered us
to move.
You didn't
force it.
I didn't force it, but I pushed more than you did, and I always wondered.
To move back to New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, you didn't. It wasn't no force. It was a great decision.
Yeah, it was really great for us.
And if you didn't push me, I would, you know, we wouldn't have done it, and I'm super happy about that. Another thing we need to talk about is Baggate.
Baggate? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we didn't talk. Yeah.
Because that was an understated, dramatic situation.
You, by the way, I never said this to you.
Go ahead. I know where this is going.
No, I want to.
Yes.
I didn't say it because I didn't want to bring like a spotlight to how calm and loving and patient you were about it. Like, you handled it. And I'll tell you what happened.
Tell everybody about Baggate.
I just want to also say how much I love you and how much you work so hard. I say this all the time. My poor husband, last night when you were on stage with you at the Comedy Store show, you were unbelievable. I didn't want
to
go.
Shout out to everybody that came to the Comedy Store.
Thank you, everybody that came. I didn't want to go. I normally don't go, but I feel like you wanted me to come, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yes. Anyway, so I love that. But I look at you and I see how hard you work, and you are just like Teflon, man. You are so strong. Anyway, so you've been traveling. We went to Israel. We came back. You went to Tampa. You came back. Then literally the next day we came to LA. We're on time zones like 9 hours ahead, 3 hours behind. And we get off and the guy's waiting there and the bags are coming around.
No,
and
you got to contextualize it a little bit more. We checked in both bags. Normally when we fly to Los Angeles, we like to bring just carry-ons.
Oh, right.
We did one ginormous bag, which we shared, and one smaller bag, which is for you.
Right.
But it was expanded, so we had to check both of them in. They were both check-in size bags.
Yes.
So, that being said, with the jet lag, that being said, with being excited to be here.
And we have the Tumi black bags that everybody has.
The Tumi black bag.
But you have your initials on the outside.
Means nothing.
To me, it does, because they say rap on it, or KR, or whatever.
When we arrived in LAX, retrieved the ginormous bag.
That's easy one, right? And then I said, I kind of take credit. I feel bad because I said, there it is. That's it. But check it. And I said, but check it.
I didn't check it.
Didn't
I
check
grabbed
it.
Our other bag. We got back to the hotel. We go upstairs. We both had plans to move around and groove around. And you open your bag and you make sure, you know.
Yeah. I was gonna like change or brush my teeth and like freshen up. And then I was going to jam to Palisades. And then,
lo and behold, you open the bag and it wasn't our fucking bag.
No,
it was clearly a guy's bag. It had a lot of socks.
Men's socks.
And like tees and shit.
Yeah, it was like a men packing thing. Very neat, by the way.
It was like creatine, but it was
like... I didn't go into it, babe. I scared the shit out of me.
I don't like that.
I fucking opened it quickly.
I don't want to see another man's bag full of socks and underwear.
I fucking closed that shit so quick, I was mortified. I was mortified.
And we knew we had a problem because... we didn't have our bag, and we had Homeboy's bag.
Homeboy's bag, and then we were all the way over here in Beverly Hills before we came here. So we were like, and then you only had a certain amount of hours before you had that thing,
event
that you were doing. So you calmly got on the phone.
Calmly.
And called, I think Delta. And that wasn't very helpful. And then you calmly got in an Uber and went right back to the airport. And I got in an Uber and I went to the Palisades. And like, you were just, you're like, I got it, babe. Go do it. Go be with Tammy.
And you're fortunately, like, when I went in that Uber, they started calling me from Delta. I had to stop off and get myself a half lemonade, half iced tea.
Hydrate.
I had to hydrate and I need that half lemonade, half iced tea. Then I went to Delta and
oh my gosh.
They were calling me. And of course, getting to the airport's never easy. But lo and behold, the whole exchange and drop off worked like a charm. Then I had to go back to the hotel.
And you slept right back.
It was uneventful. And I know you needed to go where you needed to go. So I stepped up to the plate unemotionally and we got it done. And thank God, because if you're in another place without all your shit.
Yeah, I had nothing. By the way, we're sharing the big bag. I thought we were doing that because you were going off to Michigan and I was going home and then we were going to swap and you were going to take the little bag.
Bringing up Michigan, by the way, if there were any people that were planning on seeing me in Michigan, we have to reschedule my shows that were happening this weekend in Michigan. They will be rescheduled. But yes, we got the bag.
We got the bag.
Baggate. Rappaport's 2024.
I'm so proud of you. I like you to continue this level-headedness.
Because you thought I would freak out.
Oh, I thought you were about to blow a gasket. I thought you were going to freak the fuck out.
And when I saw the gentleman at the bag when we made the exchange, he knew who I was. And I said, my friend, I am sorry. And I wasn't going to do this. And in my head, I said, I wasn't going to do this. And I said, I am sorry, but...
And here's where you fucked up.
I said, it was my wife's fault.
Yes,
I threw you right under the fucking bus. I threw you under the fucking bus,
right, babe. I'll
the
take
tram,
it.
And the Ford Expedition that was driving me to and from the airport in the Uber.
That's
I threw
okay.
you right under that.
I'll
and we
take
backed it up and we forward. I said it was her fault. It was her fault. Anyway, the bag was gotten.
So yeah, that happened and I'm proud of you. But before we go, we must say farewell to Crystal Minkoff from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's saying her farewell. She made an announcement on her Instagram page. And I must say, so what?
I didn't mind Crystal Minkoff, but Beverly Hills will survive without Crystal. Yeah. I thought she was good. I thought she was part of the DEI couch that you invented.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her.
She was the first Asian American woman to be on.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, I'm not saying, like, who cares, who doesn't care.
But wait,
like,
was she? No, because Dallas had the Asian girl doctor. Well,
that's
it doesn't
what I'm saying.
Even
who
matter.
Cares?
But anyway, I
These
don't
shows,
care. I didn't feel like she offered anything to the show, to be honest. I really don't. I'm not.
Her paper bag cut. What was it called? Paper bag cut. When she had the whole beef with Sutton, and then she said, what about your pants?
The ugly leather paper bag. Paper bag. Leather pants?
What were they called? What was the cut called?
Leather, a paper bag.
Paper bag cut?
Whatever.
That was good, and you know,
but
like...
But that wasn't her. She was just wearing ugly pants. That, you
anyway,
know?
I as much as I enjoyed her, and when I met her in real life, I felt like she was very sweet.
Yeah.
They're all sweet. She'll be fine. Her husband's a humongous director.
Yeah, she may just... The thing is... Yes, exactly. In real life, she's amazing. She's not cut out to be one of our housewives because she's not... She doesn't have that je ne sais quoi, you know what I mean? That little like, you know what I mean? You need
maybe
a little
too normal.
A little too normal.
A little
and
too
I mean
conscious.
That with all due respect for the women that I love, you know, like it's just, you need a little wackadoo. You need a little bit of narcissism, a little bit of healthy, and when I say narcissism, I mean in a healthy way. And
we don't mean it in a healthy way.
Yeah,
we want them nuts.
Healthy, nuts, nutty way. But she's too much in the cut. A little too back, seated back. A little too judgy with where she's at. I need you to jump in the deep end here. And
yes.
She sat on the side of the couch sort of like, I'm a voyeur in this reality world. It wasn't for her, I don't think. And she might agree with me if I sat down with her and talked.
She's probably relieved.
Yeah, she probably is. She's got a great life.
Because it brings all kinds of kookiness
and
craziness.
Yeah, into your life, come on. Not everybody's cut out for it.
No. And she had a good run. 3 years ain't bad.
She really did. She did. Yeah. So farewell to Crystal.
Has there been anybody else who's gotten fired, hired?
No, but Alexia and Todd from Miami got divorced. That was a big shocker for me. I know you come in and out of Miami, but that's one of my mainstays. I love that show. And that freaked me out. I was like, whoa.
Did they say why?
I haven't said why yet. I'm assuming they moved out of their fancy apartment that they're running into a lower one, you know, one that was less money. You know, there were some fights. He seemed kind of tense. He seemed kind of, you know, not that nice. He was kind of had some rifts with her older son.
Right.
There's some cracks in the wall, so to speak.
kinks in the armor.
I was going to say kinks in the armor, but I feel like that, I think that you're not allowed to say that anymore.
No, you could say kinks in the armor. You can't say the other kinks. It sounds like kinks, but it's not the other kinks.
Rhymes with kinks.
Yeah, because that'll get you fucked up.
Okay, I almost said that. So anyway, yeah.
And
so
we don't need that.
No, we don't need that. So
we don't need any problems.
Oh, we don't need any problems. Yeah, we're doing okay right now. So anyway, that happened, and I'm interested to see why that happened, because I love her.
They say they're filming?
I don't know if they're filming yet.
Well, we have good shows. We have Summer House, which we haven't talked about a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to talk a little bit more about that. We have Jersey coming.
We started watching Martha's Vineyard, which is off to a great start, so we'll talk more about that.
And we have Jersey, and we have The Real Housewives of New York coming up.
Woof.
So there's a lot of stuff coming up, and we're here. And like I said earlier, if you want to read all about who Michael Rappaport's wife is, go to peoplemagazine.com. Just look up Michael Rappaport or Kibi Rappaport. They shout out Rappaport's reality podcast. It is the reality podcast that the world wanted and the world has gotten. What more can I say, babe? It's been another fantastic episode. You let your hands fly, but not too much.
Not too much. Got to be careful.
Got to be careful.
I'm going to do my best. Listen, I'm going to apologize now if I offend anybody. This is kind of world we live in, but listen.
No, it has nothing to do with the world, babe.
It's me. Is it me? It's just me. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. A little shout out to Swifties out there.
Anyway, you guys know where to find us. Rappaport's Reality. Leave questions. Leave comments.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
All right. Love you, babe.
Love you.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.